talking about Easter and just walked through the plagues, especially those last four. Where do you go from there?
Well, we're going to hyper-focus on death. How exciting is that, huh? So the last
Happy Thursday.
happy Monday, Thursday to you. Obviously, this is that season. For some of you, you're focusing more and more on Jesus and the death of Jesus. So I want to, but see, the reality is we all have to die. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have to deal with that. We've all lost someone or many people. And so death is someone that we have to kind of come to terms with. And this is actually the best place to do that in the story right here in Egypt and in the Passover itself, because it all points to Jesus, our Lamb who was slain. So let's go back to Exodus 12. It says, on that same night, mm-hmm. I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Now, it sounds like God is about to do some serious adjustments to Egypt. But interestingly enough, when you dig into the next verse, it says this, that is by the verse 23, same chapter. The details shift. Now, this is NIV, King James, and NAS. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down and smite you. Mm. So that's a pretty big shift in the mm-hmm. same chapter.
Sure.
Now, if you had a New Living Translation, for the Lord will pass through the land to strike down the Egyptians, but when he sees the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe, the Lord will pass over your home. He will not permit his death angel to enter your house and strike you down. So it's interesting, if you go to 1 Chronicles 21, an encounter that David had, that particular one that came and was killing was the destroying angel. So bottom line, when God sees blood on the doorpost, he covers or protects those houses. So ultimately, he brings death, but he's the one that's bringing protection. Mm-hmm. But it's death is the question here. Death is a person, not a thing. That's the real lesson that we have to get here. Death, as we know it, has temporary authority over all creation to rule over when it's appointed for them to encounter death. In the garden, sin and death first entered earth. It robbed man of his covering of glory, introduced physical death to everyone. The shedding of blood was a covering for sin. Remember, he killed the animals and gave them clothing. Righteousness became their clothing. So Jesus, in this story, because he's the Passover lamb here, Jesus becomes our covering. So death, then, is on a collision course with judgment. 1 Corinthians 15, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he's put all things under his feet. Revelation 1, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. And he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I'm the first and last. I'm the living one. I was dead. Now look, I'm alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Revelation 6. Then I looked and I saw a pale horse. Its rider's name was Death. And Hades followed close behind. Such happy scriptures, I know. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, by famine, by plague, and by the beasts of the earth. But I just want to give you a true picture of this before we get into it. Revelation 20. And the devil who destroyed them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. We should get, like, T-shirts with that on it. The sea gave up the dead, and they were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. Mm-hmm. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. The lake of fire is the second death. Clearly trumps the first one. Mm-hmm. So Satan, or death here, he always comes to kill, steal, and he is the destroyer. The destroyer is always present there. So his agenda... You remember Satan, when he was Lucifer, he wanted to ascend the throne of God, mm-hmm. and Michael cast him down. But what is a throne exactly? There is the literal one, and God is also enthroned on our praises. So is Lucifer. Lies enthrone him. sin enthrones him in our life until we are like a demoniac. He's after authority. Christians are the highest authority on earth. We are light, literally. He is drawn to it, but can't hold it anymore because he was cast out of the third heaven. In dying and rising, Jesus placed Satan and death under our feet. The earth was his footstool, so he's made it our footstool too. So that's why we have to encounter all of these things with death and why God wants to reveal to us victory. And I want to show you how that works. The next one's called the House of Blood. We're looking at that door with the blood on it and how that is Christ and how that is in our relationship with him. Mm.